Good morning, my blog today is called After Divorce, What Happens with the House? Now in all divorce situations, the house is a very important consideration because there are questions that need to be addressed by both sides. Usually these questions should be put into the top priority file simply because if there are children involved, some sort of continuation or routine needs to be kept up. Everyone needs a roof over their heads and the children, if there are any involved, need to feel that security at this crucial stage of their young lives. Therefore, decisions about the house have to be attended to as quickly as possible. Divorce proceedings will ascertain what is going to be done with the house, therefore, the more you can both talk about it beforehand, the quicker this issue can be settled. If you are both lucky enough to have been the full owners of the house, then there are a few options that are available to you both. You can decide to sell it and split the profits. One of you can buy the other out of their half outright. Or one of you can just allow the other to have it, either for a predetermined period or forever. It's not an easy decision to make, therefore if you as a couple are still in the warring stages, then help from the court system is the best way to go. This is only an option if there's no possibility whatsoever for either of you to talk reasonably about what to do with the house. Should you decide you want to keep the house, then you need to be sure of your financial obligations and commitments before making this momentous decision. Always keep in mind that your income is going to be reduced to one income from this point on, and so the things to think about are monthly mortgage payments, home maintenance costs, insurance premiums, property taxes, utility bills. Another serious consideration on your part is, do you really want to stay in the area? Do you want to stay in the same house? Is this where you want to be now that you are about to rebuild a new life for yourself? Are the emotions you are experiencing at the moment tending towards spiteful or total need? Now, while the court system and professionals involved in that area know what they are doing, are they the most suitable people to truly determine your future as to what should happen to the house? Let's face it, they've never lived there themselves. They don't know the qualities of the house you have both shared. They don't really know what's involved with the upkeep, emotionally, physically, or financially. It was not their money that got you both to this point where the house is involved, and they've not been involved within the investment that has got you both this far. There are personal questions that need answering as well, like, is this where you want to live, with all of those memories, where good or bad? Is this a house that has been passed down through the generations? Therefore, are your emotions highly charged concerning this particular house that might be clouding your judgment at the moment? Are your children on the top of your list of priorities concerning this house? Do they want to stay where they've been growing up for the past few years and remain around the friends they know and trust? Is this where they feel loved and secure? If you're one of those who has to leave the house, then you need to be totally honest with yourself as to the liabilities and commitments you have already racked up in this investment that is now going to become part of your past. If you decide to leave the house to your children and the other parent, and there are still considerable monies tied up in the mortgage repayments, can you be sure that your own credit rating will not suffer it? For if for some unknown reason, the remaining parent does not keep up the current and future payments. Whether you live in the house or not, the bank or financial institution that you have the money mortgage with will want their money on or before the due date every month. If things are not going how they should with the repayments, then how is this going to affect your own chances of starting again and being in a position at another stage to want to lend more money? There may be a way whereby you can have your name extracted from the legal ownership documents. That would help your future money lending agreements work out better for you. If you totally trust each other, then promises, whether written or verbal, can be undertaken. However, in my case, I had a verbal agreement with my husband, and as soon as he remarried, then he seemed to forget all of that, and I was lumbered with financial obligations that I was not prepared for at the time. Therefore, I would seriously caution you here as to verbal agreements. Everything you agree to should be put in writing and submitted to legal professionals for endorsement. Self-protection is what needs to be considered at all times. Protection from further emotional trauma, protection from further financial disaster, protection from further physical harm, and protection for peace of mind. Look, thanks for reading my blog. Please comment below and share my link. And this is Debbie Nicholson.